a game you should have won, could have drawn, ended up losing. What's your thoughts after that one?
I'm not massively disappointed. I obviously we lost, and you know there's some parts of that you're not happy with. But we had probably about four or five objectives in that game, some goals that we needed to get. We ticked all those boxes. We showed some huge amount of energy. I thought we were tough defensively, but very, very tough offensively, very robust. I think if you're going to accuse our performance of anything, we looked a bit clunky. We looked a bit, I don't know whether one-dimensional is accurate, but certainly we could have been smarter with the ball and had a bit more threat. So, you know, as we knew, there'd be one or two things that we got to work on, and the game could have gone either way. But it was an evenly contested game. Both teams defended with a lot of energy, and, you know, there's just fine margins tonight.
Just on the opening day of the season, we're never quite sure what to expect. Were you surprised by the intensity for a round one game?
I was very pleased with it. We've all been involved with the first game of the season across the board, and you look towards, you know, some teams that make too many errors and look a bit sloppy, and, you know, their timing's off and their cohesion with each other, both offensively and defensively, is all over the place. There was none of that tonight with both teams. Although both teams defended, both very robust, you know, put the body in front, and a fair amount of people getting whacked out there tonight. But at the same time, both teams defended with a lot of energy and a lot of structure, and, you know, shut down some try-scoring opportunities. So pretty entertaining game, I would have thought. But it came down to, you know, a great play from Warrington. You know, when they made the break, and Sandow had that crossfield kick there to Ben Curry, who I thought was a difference for both teams. Ben Curry had a fantastic game, two big involvements in the game, saving Rob Burrow, you know, a potential try from Rob Burrow. I'm standing up clapping, thinking the try scored, and he pulled him back, and obviously caught the ball off the crossfield kick, and probably that was the difference tonight.
Yeah, you could have snatched a point at the end with a kick. Are you worried about the goal kicking?
No.
Not a problem. You're happy with Zach doing it?
Well, give him some time.
It's obviously after Sinfield's retired. That's going to be one area where noticeably you would miss him.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And let's put this into context. There's been nobody like Kev before Kev in rugby league in recent years. Who was just a dead eye, that you knew would kick it. I don't think there'd be anybody like Kev after Kev. So, you know, Zach will kick some goals, he'll miss some goals, and if it's Liam Sutcliffe, he'll kick some and miss some. But no, I'm not worried at all.
Can I ask you about Danny Maguire, limped off? What's the problem there?
Not sure. Obviously, he's done something in his knee, and there is something there. He's got a brace on, and he tried to run that off and couldn't, so there's something there, but let's hope. It's not a big one. It's pointless speculating until we've got some scans tomorrow and got some feedback.
Him going off the field, give Jordan Lilley a chance, and how do you think he played?
Yeah, good. I thought it was inventive. I thought he sparked the team a little bit, actually. Again, I thought we looked a bit clunky and a bit one-dimensional to start with. And it took the team a while before they started to play with each other and hunt up with each other and start doing a bit of scheming. And Jordan was a hub of some of that, so... But I thought Rob, you know, really stepped up when Danny went off and we needed a bit more leadership. You know, the captain goes off, and I thought Rob Burrow stepped up and really challenged the opposition.
You've got some big games coming up, of course. Does this almost stand you in good stead, the fact that you've had such a tough hit out early on?
Yeah, I think it's... to play against a team that just don't go away all game, and, you know, they defend really tough and carry really strong, it certainly gives us a taster for next week against Widnes over at their place is going to be a challenge in itself, and then obviously round three we're playing the World Cup challenge, so it's good prep.
Any more bumps and bruises?
No, we're good. I'll tell you more tomorrow, but we're good.